The film 20 Feet from Stardom, which just won the Oscar for Best Documentary Feature, shines a spotlight on the female singers who sang backup to the biggest soul and rock legends during the 1960s. Darlene Love, a singer profiled in the documentary, received the award to a standing ovation.
Lord God, I praise you, and I am so happy to be here representing the ladies of 20 Feet from Stardom.
For many singers like Love, no matter how talented they were, so many didn't gain stardom during the 1960s soul scene. And because not every singer made it big, a surplus of soul records in America started gathering dust. At the same time, English disc jockeys were coming to America searching for new music to bring back home. The songs they found inspired what some consider the very first rave culture, a dance movement called Northern Soul. KALW's own Ashley Ann Krigbaum is a record collector and DJ who's been spinning soul records in Bay Area clubs for the past 5 years. She recently partnered with NPR Music to launch an online archive of Northern Soul tracks, making these mostly unknown songs accessible anytime to a worldwide audience. I asked Ashley Ann to tell me more about how this underground scene began.
The dance floors would be packed with people spinning and doing really crazy moves. And usually until like 4 to 6 a.m., they would call these nights all-nighters, and they would just be dancing to really fast soul music the whole night through. Though a lot of people credit Northern England being the place where these dance nights and this kind of like underground soul appreciation culture started, it definitely inspired different dance nights around the UK. And so there would be cities that would have their own, they'd call them like soul clubs. And they'd have like logos and patches and their own kind of, not turf wars, but there was definitely a sense of ownership of your soul community, of your nights that you would go to that were local. But there are still people even 40 years later who, you know, we're there at the very beginning who are still kind of doing these nights, these all-nighter sort of weekend parties for themselves. I feel like in a lot of ways the term Northern Soul doesn't actually inform how soul records are played now. I mean, it's a term that a lot of DJs who currently play soul music or have over the years, they can understand and they know the meaning behind it. But I know so many DJs, especially right now in the Bay Area, who find that term problematic because it's a term that's born out of a foreign appreciation of American music, where here we're just saying we love these songs.
You've got me.
What is it about soul music that draws you?
For me, soul music, it's one part the lyrics, because so many of my favorite soul songs are really dealing with these kind of profound musings on heartbreak that are one part really raw, but at the same time almost celebratory of the fact you're having these deep, sad realizations that they're sad songs you can dance to. The soul music that I love the most usually has a really big beat to it, something, you know, a sound that my body responds to and can dance to. And so there's always this moment of I will clutch it when I really love a soul song. I will clutch my chest and I will roll my eyes like in the back of my head and just smile and dance. And there's a feeling of, I don't know, it sounds silly, but it's the closest. It's just a religious experience for me.
You want to give her the best, and you want me to take the rest. Can't you see that I need all of you? You want me to sit on my lawn until you come home. But baby, I've got better things to do. 'Cause suddenly I woke up and realized my hang up. Although I love you, baby, I realize I love me too. Oh yeah, baby. All you gotta do is love me and treat me right, and you can have it. Oh, my love.
So how do you pick what goes on the stream that people listen to? And what's the value of listening to little-known music?
A big part of it was making sure it just sounded really good as a radio producer standpoint. But then as a DJ, I just wanted to make sure that the songs really reflected the style of upbeat, up-tempo soul music you would hear in San Francisco on a dance floor, because that's the whole viewpoint that I had for the stream, that this was an appreciation of soul music coming from the Bay Area. And I wanted that to I wanted the songs to represent the ones that I had heard, not just from my own collection, but from other DJs whom I really love and admire here in the Bay Area. Oh,